Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
The Lord is my rock. Psalm 18, 1-6. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death encompassed me. The torrents of destruction assailed me. The cords of Sheol entangled me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. Tell me, when are you most likely to declare that the Lord is your rock, fortress, deliverer, refuge, shield, and stronghold? Is it in times of struggle or peace and tranquility? It's like the story I heard of an artist being asked to paint a picture that represents peace. We would naturally think such a painting would be of a beautiful sunset, maybe even the silhouette of someone sitting quietly on a beach with the sunset reflecting off the calm water. But rather than that, the artist painted a bird in a tree, shielding its young from a raging storm all around it. The young were at peace, not because every aspect of their environment was peaceful, but because they had perfect confidence in their mother that would shield them from the dangers that surrounded them. In Psalm 18, David declares his love for God and then declares his great confidence in his God, whose hand he entrusts himself to. At this point in David's life, he has been a humble shepherd boy who has walked with God through numerous perilous situations, and the worst of which was faithfully serving his country and his king, only to be hunted by his king with a bounty on his head. David doesn't paint a picture of his confidence in God based on never experiencing hardship, but rather in the midst of even doing the right thing, he was betrayed and hunted down. But David's confidence unwaveringly stayed in the Lord. But not only his confidence, but his affection, his love. I'm struck by how David declares the love relationship he has with God right from the start. This is a unique feature of the Christian faith. We don't just have a powerful deity somewhere out there that we hope will have favor on us and not on our enemies. We have a God that invites us into a personal and intimate relationship with him. This love that David declares is not just like a love we declare we have for a favorite food or activity. I love a medium rare steak. Oh, the way it melts in your mouth, done to perfection at my favorite restaurant. Or I love hockey, the intense rush of pushing off your skates, accelerating to the puck ahead of the opponent, back and forth, competing to get the next goal. No, this love, David declares, is reflective of what Jesus talks about in his prayer in John 17, where Jesus describes the love between him and God the Father, a love that he invites his disciples into, and that includes us. Do we sit with God often enough, daily, and long enough to truly experience the intimacy God wants for us? Do we reflect often on the love relationship we have with God and all the ways and reasons we have to put our full faith and confidence in him? I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Dear Lord, I thank you for your loving mercy to call me to yourself. Thank you for your goodness and protection. Thank you that I can truly say you are my rock. But most of all, thank you that I can love you in return for your great love for me. In Jesus' mighty and awesome name, amen.